Blagojevich has taken us to a truly new low. Fitzgerald commented after it was revealed that Blagojevich was caught on court-approved wiretaps, allegedly conspiring to sell or trade President-elect Obama's vacant Senate seat to the highest bidder. The governor was arrested this morning. President-elect Obama, meantime, is voicing regret that Illinois Governor Blagojevich has been arrested on corruption charges. Mark Smith has that story.
Speaking to reporters in Chicago, Obama called it a sad day for Illinois, but adds he was as surprised as anyone by the turn of events.
I had no contact with the governor or his office, and so I was not aware of what was happening.
Indeed, even though it was Obama's former Senate seat Blagojevich allegedly conspired to sell or swap, prosecutors are not charging the president-elect with any wrongdoing. Still, as Obama ramps up his transition and prepares to take office, the corruption probe's a huge, unwanted distraction. Mark Smith, Washington.
And an Illinois congressman says Democratic Governor Blagojevich is a crook and needs to resign immediately. Republican Congressman Don Manzullo says, unfortunately, Blagojevich's behavior is not unprecedented in Illinois, which he notes has the dubious distinction of, if you're a public servant, you're either totally honest or totally corrupt.
This governor needs to resign. I mean, he is now the fifth out of Illinois' past seven or eight governors to be indicted. Three have gone to prison. One was found not guilty. And now we have this. I mean, he gives new credence and new definition to the word corrupt.
Manzullo says if Blagojevich appoints someone to fill Obama's Senate seat, that appointment will forever be tainted. If the governor does not resign, Manzullo says the Illinois General Assembly should move forward with impeachment proceedings. The head of a conservative activist group in Louisiana is confident the Republican challenger who defeated indicted Democratic Congressman William Jefferson on Saturday will be a strong voice for traditional family values.
Republican attorney Joseph Cao unseated nine-term Democratic Congressman William Jefferson in Louisiana's 2nd District to become the first Vietnamese American in Congress. Cao won by 3 percentage points in a New Orleans area district that had been very loyal to Jefferson, despite his 2007 federal indictment on bribery and money laundering charges. Gene Mills, president of the Louisiana Family Forum, says the state has a tolerance for indicted officials, but that tolerance may be waning. However, he says Jefferson's legal troubles were not the only factor that contributed to his loss.
And I think the fact that this election was held after the primary election and after the national election certainly favored the challenger, Cao. In this particular race, he was able to pull more people to the poll. It really does fundamentally come down to who shows up at the poll on election day. And on this particular race, the Republicans certainly demonstrated that they have some horsepower in the off-season or in the non-major season elections.
Mills says Republican sources have assured him that Joseph Cao holds to a traditional conservative perspective on life, marriage, employment non-discrimination, and smaller government. I'm Jim Brown.
Finally, a memorial has been dedicated on the first anniversary of a gunman's attack that killed two teenage sisters at New Life Church in Colorado Springs. The stone bench and two blue spruce trees are on the site in the parking lot where 16-year-old Rachel Works and 18-year-old Stephanie Works were gunned down by Matthew Murray. Murray then entered the church where a security guard shot and wounded him. He then killed himself. David Works was injured in the shootings that took his daughter's lives, and he said, "The Bible teaches that where there is great sin, God's grace is even greater."
Our family has been incredibly graced with the presence of God, and we know that He is there and with us all the time.
Hours earlier, Murray had killed 26-year-old Tiffany Johnson and 24-year-old Philip Krause at the Youth with a Mission Training Center in suburban Denver. And that's AFN's News to the Hour for the American Family News Network. I'm Allie Martin.
Fight the fight. We are here to equip you. Let our motto be, "Don't tread on me." LibertyRadioLive.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas. We're going through the book of Jeremiah, and we've ended up in chapter 50, speaking of, well, the word of the Lord against Babylon. Babylon, of course, is the sword of the Lord in context here, the sword that he is using to punish all of the nations, starting with Judah and all of the nations round about. And now he is, the prophet Jeremiah is speaking the word against Babylon. So we're going to continue in that. For out of the north there cometh a nation against her, which shall make her land desolate, and none shall dwell therein. They shall remove, they shall depart, both man and beast. And that's after her images are broken down and her temples, that Babylon will finally get its end. In those days, in that time, saith Yahuwah, the children of Israel shall come, and the children of Judah together, going and weeping, they shall go and seek Yahuwah, their God. Now, if you were with me as we went through our Bible study in Daniel, we know what happened to Babylon. So we know when this is going to happen. It's going to be some 70 to 100 years from the time that Jeremiah is writing. And it came to pass perfectly as Jeremiah speaks it here. Out of the north there comes a nation against her, which shall make her land desolate, and none shall dwell therein. They shall remove, they shall depart, both man and beast. In those days, in that time, saith Yahuwah, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together, going and weeping, they shall go and seek the Lord their God. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces thitherward, saying, Come, and let us join ourselves to Yahuwah in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. My people hath been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill, and they have forgotten their resting place. All that found them have devoured them. And their adversaries said, We offend not, because they have sinned against the Lord, the habitation of justice, even the Lord, the hope of their fathers. Remove out of the midst of Babylon, and go forth out of the land of the Chaldeans, and be as the he-goats before the flocks. For lo, I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country, and they shall set themselves in array against her from thence. She shall be taken, their arrows shall be as of a mighty expert man, none shall return in vain. And Chaldea shall be a spoil, all that spoil her shall be satisfied, saith Yahuwah, because you were glad, because you rejoiced, O ye destroyers of mine heritage, because you are grown fat as a heifer at grass, and bellow as bulls. Your mother shall be sore confounded, she that bore you shall be ashamed. Behold, the hindmost of the nations shall be a wilderness, a dry land, and a desert, because of the wrath of Yahuwah, it shall not be inhabited, but it shall be wholly desolate. Every one that goeth by Babylon shall be astonished, and hiss at all her plagues. Put yourselves in array against Babylon, round about, all ye that bend the bow. Shoot at her, spare no arrows, for she hath sinned against Yahuwah. Shout against her round about. She hath given her hand, her foundations are fallen, her walls are thrown down, for it is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance upon her, as she hath done, do unto her. Cut off the sower from Babylon, and him that handleth the sickle in the time of harvest, for fear of the oppressing sword. They shall turn every one to his people, and they shall flee everyone to his own land. Israel's scattered sheep, the lions have driven him away. First the king of Assyria hath devoured him, and last this Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, hath broken his bones. Therefore thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land, as I have punished the king of Assyria. And I will bring Israel again to his habitation, and he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan, and his soul shall be satisfied upon Mount Ephraim and Gilead. And in those days, and in that time, saith the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found, for I will pardon them whom I reserve. And of course that's a reference. The ones he reserves are the ones that he allows to live, and the seed of the families of those that were righteous, the remnant that he allowed to live in captivity and also to live in the land there, to return, to rebuild the walls, to rebuild the city after their captivity, after they came out of the captivity, those that came out and returned to the land, with those that remained in the land, and they rebuilt the wall, and they rebuilt the city, and they had hundreds of years of peace and prosperity in Judah and in about Jerusalem in those days. And that's what this is referring to here. It was future from the time that the prophecy was given, but this prophecy has already been fulfilled in the past. In those days, in that time, saith Yahuwah, chapter 50 and verse 20, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found, for I will pardon them whom I reserve. Verse 21, go up again the land of Merathaim, and against it, and against the inhabitants of Pekod, waste and utterly destroy after them, saith Yahuwah, and do according to all that I have commanded thee. A sound of battle in the land of this of great destruction. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder? Now, of course, we're speaking this prophecy is specifically about the word of the Lord against Babylon, with this prophecy, of course, interjected here about Jerusalem being brought back into their land. But we continue on the prophecy against Babylon. And, of course, the hammer of the Lord in verse 53. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder? Of course, referring to Babylon being the hammer, also referred to as the sword of the Lord. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder and broken? How is Babylon become a desolation among the nations? And of course, the hammer, or the head, if you remember from Nebuchadnezzar's dream, that he was the head of gold. So he was the king of the whole earth at that time. And he was the first king of a worldwide empire at that time. He was the first king of the whole earth, so to speak. And of course, typified or illustrated by the beast, the image of Mystery Babylon. And that is really the mystery of Mystery Babylon. You'll see Mystery Babylon referred to in the Revelation. And of course, whenever you see a mystery in the scripture, well, you look in the scripture if you want to understand the mystery. And of course, that mystery Babylon leads us right back here to the beginning with the head of gold, of course, being Babylon and Nebuchadnezzar, and mystery Babylon being the image that stands throughout all of the history of the times of the Gentiles, or the chimes of the nations. as because that's what the word Gentiles means. It means the times of the nations, of course referring to the times of the nations of men, because we know that in the end that this great mountain comes out of the sky, in of course from the vision, from the dream vision, this great mountain representing the kingdom of God comes out of the sky. It strikes the image in the feet, and we know that's the time that the Messiah returns and sets his feet on the earth, and he sets up his reign for 1,000 years, because he's going to abolish all of the kingdoms of men, and he is going to establish his kingdom, and then we will see truly demonstrated with him as king on the earth the kingdom of heaven on earth, and even that of course with immortal men, because those of us who take part in the first resurrection, we will there be there to reign and to rule with him for that 1,000 years. And of course there will also at that same time there will be mortals in the earth being born and dying. So that's going to be a totally different kind of time that any we have experienced heretofore. So that'll be a wonderful time, and I do look forward to that. And I believe that this perhaps a lot of our preparation, a lot of the trials and tribulations that we're going through as his people at this time, we're being prepared for that time. So I look forward to that, to him actually coming and setting his feet on the earth and being our king and our God. And of course, there will, like I said, there will be mortals in the earth at that time, and there will be those of us who have passed off from mortality to immortality, because we are in his kingdom. When our mortality has ended, we will remain in his kingdom. We will remain immortal with him forever, never having to struggle personally with sin and disobedience again. And I do look forward to that. And anyone who loves our Creator looks forward to the time when they will never even be tempted to sin again, when they will never have to struggle against the lusts of the flesh and the temptations of this life again, because that's what awaits us in the resurrection. And I do look forward to that. And I hope all of you listening can grab a hold of that vision and know that those promises are true, because all of those things are promised by his word. Let's jump back into our text here. Jeremiah, he says, I will bring Israel again to his habitation, there in Jeremiah chapter 50 and verse 19. And then he continues and his pronouncement against Babylon. A sound of battle is in the land, verse 22, a great destruction. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder and broken? How is Babylon become a desolation among the nations? Verse 24, I have laid a snare for thee, and thou art also taken, O Babylon, and thou wast not aware. Thou art found and also caught, because thou hast striven against Yahuwah. The Lord hath opened his armory. He hath brought forth the weapons of his indignation. For this is the work of the Lord of hosts in the land of the Chaldeans. Come against her from the utmost border. Open her storehouses, cast her up as heaps, and destroy her utterly, and let nothing of her be left. Slay all her bullocks, let them go down to the slaughter. Woe unto them, for their day is come, the time of their visitation. The voice of them that flee and escape out of the land of Babylon, to declare in Zion the vengeance of Yahuwah our God, the vengeance of his temple. Call together the archers against Babylon, all ye that bend the bow, camp against round about, let none thereof escape. Recompense her according to her work. according to all that she hath done, do unto her. For she hath been proud against Yahuwah, against the Holy One of Israel. Therefore shall her young men fall in the streets, and all her men of war shall be cut off in that day, saith Yahuwah. Behold, I am against thee, O thou most proud, saith the Lord Yahuwah of hosts, for thy day is come, the time that I will visit thee. And the most proud shall stumble and fall, and none shall raise him up. And I will kindle a fire in his cities, and it shall devour all round about him. Thus saith the Lord of hosts. The children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together, and all that took them captive held them fast. They refused to let them go. Their Redeemer is strong. Yahuwah of hosts is his name. He shall thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. A sword is upon the Chaldeans, saith Yahuwah, and upon the inhabitants of Babylon, and upon her princes, and upon her wise men. A sword is upon the liars, and they shall dote. A sword is upon her mighty men, and they shall be dismayed. A sword is upon their horses, and upon their chariots, and upon all the mingled people that are in the midst of her, and they shall become as women. A sword is upon her treasuries, and they shall be robbed. And drought is upon her waters, and they shall be dried up. For it is the land of graven images, and they are mad upon their idols. Therefore the wild beasts of the desert with the wild beasts of the islands shall dwell there, and owls shall dwell therein, and it shall be no more inhabited forever, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. As God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and the neighbor cities thereof, saith Yahuwah, so shall no man abide there, neither shall any son of man dwell therein. Behold, a people shall come from the north, a great nation, and many kings shall be raised up from the coasts of the earth. They shall hold the bow and the lance. They are cruel and will not show mercy. Their voice shall roar like the sea, and they shall ride upon horses, every one put in array like a man to the battle against thee, O daughter of Babylon. The king of Babylon hath heard the report of them, and his hands waxed feeble. Anguish took a hold of him, and pangs as though of a woman in travail. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the swelling of the Jordan unto the habitation of the strong, but I will make them suddenly run away from her. And who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her? For who is like me, and who will appoint me the time, and who is that shepherd that shall stand before me? Therefore hear ye the counsel of Yahuwah that he hath taken against Babylon, and his purposes that he has purposed against the land of the Chaldeans. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he shall make their habitation desolate with them. At the noise of the taking of Babylon, the earth is moved, and the cry is heard among the nations. Chapter 51 and verse 1. Thus saith Yahuwah, behold, I will raise up against Babylon, against them that dwell in the midst of them that rise up against me, a destroying wind. And I will send unto Babylon fanners that shall fan her, and shall empty her land. For in the day of trouble they shall be against her round about. Against him that bendeth, let the archer bend his bow, and against him that lifteth himself up in his brigandine. And spare ye not her young men, destroy her utterly, all her hosts. Thus the slain shall fall in the land of the Chaldeans, and they that are thrust through in her streets. For Israel hath not been forsaken, nor Judah of his God, for Yahuwah of hosts, though their land was filled with sin, against the Holy One of Israel. Flee out of the midst of Babylon, and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of Yahuwah's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense. Babylon hath been a golden cup in Yahuwah's hand that hath made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine, therefore the nations are mad. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Howl for her. Take balm for her pain, if so be she may be healed. You would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her, and let us go every one to his own country. For judgment reacheth unto heaven, and is lifted up even to the skies. Yahuwah hath brought forth our righteousness. Come, and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God. Make bright the arrows, gather the shields. The Lord hath raised up the spirit of the king of the Medes for his device against Babylon to destroy it, because it is the vengeance of Yahuwah, the vengeance of his temple. Set up the standard upon the walls of Babylon. Make watch strong. Set up the watchmen. Prepare the ambushes, for Yahuwah hath both devised and done that which he spoke against the inhabitants of Babylon. O thou that dwellest upon many waters, abundant in treasures, thine end is come, and the measure of thy covetousness. Yahuwah of hosts has sworn by himself, saying, surely I will fill thee with men as with caterpillars, and they shall lift up a shout against thee. He hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom. He hath stretched out the heaven by his understanding. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. Every man is brutish by his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image. For his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity, the work of errors. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish. You're listening to Cross the Border. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Pledge allegiance to the King of Kings, and to his kingdom come, on earth as it is in heaven. One holy nation, and a heavenly Father, grace, mercy, justice for all.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Who will tell them if not you?
Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from LibertyRadioLive.com. Order online today or call 559-781-3773.
Now listen to me.
Don't buy the sizzle of that steak until you understand the cost. In other words, don't buy the hype being dispensed by the rare coin pitchman of the alternative media until you understand the full story. FlyingEagleGold.com offers the most private, non-confiscable gold and silver coinage in the world. At very competitive cost, Jeffrey Bennett has been a purveyor of wealth protection, gold and silver bullion, and rare collectible coins for over 17 years. His personal experience reaches back to 1958. And he takes personal pride in putting your interests ahead of all else. To hear the whole story, not the hard sell, you're invited to call Flying Eagle Gold at 623-327-1778. That's 623-327-1778 for the truth about protecting your wealth. Join Jeffrey Bennett each day, Monday through Friday, when he hosts right here on LibertyRadioLive.com. If you'd like to get a copy of this program, you may subscribe at LibertyRadioLive.com for only $45 a month. And you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all the First Amendment Rights Media Group programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you can request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $20. Or any single program on tape, MP3 CD or CD for only $15. You can do all this online at LibertyRadioLive.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. Don't do internet? Then call 559-781-3773, 559-781-3773, and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at the First Amendment Rights Media Group.
Like we're going to finish up Jeremiah today, and if we're going to do that, I'm going to jump in because I certainly don't have enough left over to do an entire program to finish it up. Just reading through the judgments against Babylon here, and I see that so much of America in the description of Babylon, just that every man is brutish by his knowledge, every founder is confounded by the graven images, whatever idolatry, for as molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. Yes, America personifies Babylon, and certainly is a part of the mystery Babylon that the Revelator says will be pronounced in the end. Babylon has fallen, has fallen. Yes, so such great riches gone in 1 hour. So mystery Babylon is alive and well, and will be alive and well until our Messiah sets his feet on the earth, until the kingdom of God, like a mountain, comes and strikes the image of mystery Babylon in the feet. Let's continue here in Jeremiah. They are vanity, the work of errors. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish. We're in chapter 51 and verse 18. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. Yahuwah of hosts is his name. Thou art my battle axe and weapon of war, for with thee I break in pieces the nations, and with thee I destroy kingdoms, and with thee I break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with thee I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. With thee also I break in pieces man and woman, and with thee I break in pieces old and young, and with thee I break in pieces the young man and the maid. I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock, and with thee I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen, and with thee I will break in pieces captains and rulers, and I will render unto Babylon and to all the inhabitants of Chaldea, and all their evil that they have done in Zion in your sight, saith Yahuwah. Behold, I am against the old destroying mountain, saith Yahuwah, which destroyest all the earth, and I will stretch out my hand upon thee, and roll thee down from the rocks. I will make thee a burnt mountain, and they shall not take of thee a stone for a corner, nor a stone for the foundations, but thou shalt be desolate forever, saith the Lord. You set up a standard in the land, blow the trumpet among the nations, prepare the nations against her, call together against her the kingdoms of Ararat, Meni, and Ashkenaz, appoint a captain against her, and cause the horses to come up as the rough caterpillars. Prepare against her the nations with the kings of the Medes, the captains thereof, and all the rulers thereof, and all the lands of his dominion. And the land shall tremble in sorrow, for every purpose of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without an inhabitant. The mighty men of Babylon have forborne to fight. They have remained in their holds. Their might hath failed. They became as women. They have burned in her dwelling places. Her bars are broken. One post shall run to meet another, and one messenger to meet another, to show that the king of Babylon, that his city is taken at one end, and the passages are stopped, and the reeds they have burned with fire, and the men of war are frightened. For thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, the God of Israel, the daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor in its time to thresh her. Yet a little while, and the time of her harvest shall come. And of course, yet a little while from the time of Jeremiah was somewhere between 70 and 100 years that this would come to pass. Nebuchadnezzar, chapter 51, verse 34. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, hath devoured me, and hath crushed me, and hath made me an empty vessel. He hath swallowed me up like a dragon. He hath filled his belly with my delicacies. He hath cast me out. The violence done to me and to my flesh be upon Babylon, shall the inhabitant of Zion say, and my blood upon the inhabitant of Chaldea, shall Jerusalem say. Therefore thus saith Yahuwah, I will plead thy cause and take vengeance for thee, and I will dry up her sea and make her springs dry, and Babylon shall become heaps and a dwelling place for dragons, an astonishment and a hissing without inhabitant. They shall roar together like lions, they shall yell as lions' whelps. At their heat I will make their feasts, and I will make them drunken, that they may rejoice, and sleep a perpetual sleep, and not awake, saith the Lord. I will bring down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams with the he-goats. How is Shishak taken, and how is the praise of the whole earth surprised? How is Babylon become an astonishment among the nations? The sea has come up upon Babylon. She is covered with the multitude of the waves thereof. Her cities are a desolation, a dry land, and a wilderness, and a land wherein no man dwelleth, neither doth any son of man pass thereby. I will punish Bel in Babylon. I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he has swallowed up, and the nations shall not flow together any more unto him. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. My people shall go out of the midst of her, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of Yahuwah. And lest your heart faint, and you fear the rumor that that shall be heard in the land, a rumor shall become 1 year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor, and violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. And the heavens and the earth and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon, for the spoiler shall come unto her from the north, saith the Lord. As Babylon has caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away, stand not still, remember the Lord afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. We are confounded because we have heard reproach. Shame hath covered our faces, for strangers are come into the sanctuaries of the Lord's house. Wherefore, behold, the days come, saith Yahuwah, that I will do judgment upon her graven images, and through all her land the wounded shall groan. Though Babylon shall mount up to heaven, and though she should fortify the height of her strength, yet from me shall spoilers come unto her, saith the Lord. A sound of a cry cometh from Babylon, and great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans, because the Lord has spoiled Babylon and destroyed out of her the great voice. When her waves do roar like great waters, a noise of their voice is uttered, because the spoilers come upon her, even upon Babylon, and her mighty men are taken. Every one of their bows is broken, for Yahuwah, God of recompenses, shall surely requite. And I will make drunk her princes, and her wise men, her captains, and her rulers, and her mighty men, and they shall sleep a perpetual sleep, and not wake, saith the King, whose name is Yahuwah of hosts. Thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, the broad walls of Babylon shall utterly be broken, and her high gates shall be burned with fire, and the people shall labor in vain, and the folk in the fire, and they shall be weary. The word which Jeremiah the prophet commanded Seraiah the son of Babylon, the son of Neriah, the son of Masaiah, when he went to Zedekiah the king of Judah unto Babylon in the fourth year of his reign, and Seraiah was a quiet prince. So Jeremiah wrote in the book all the evil that should come upon Babylon, even all the words that are written against Babylon. And Jeremiah said to Seraiah, when thou comest to Babylon, and shall see, and shall read all these words, then shall thou say, O Lord, O Yahuwah, thou hast spoken against this place, to cut it off, that none shall remain in it, neither man nor beast, but it shall be desolate forever. And it shall be, when thou hast made an end of reading this book, that thou shalt bind a stone to it, and cast it into the midst of the Euphrates. And thou shalt say, thus shall Babylon sink, and shall not rise from the evil that I will bring upon it. Her and they shall be weary. Thus far are the words of Jeremiah. Chapter 52 and verse 1. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that Jehoiakim had done. For through the anger of the Lord it came to pass in Jerusalem and Judah, till he had cast them out. And through the anger of Yahuwah came to pass in Jerusalem and Judah, till he had cast them out from there, from his presence that Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. And it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign, in the tenth month, in the tenth day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came, he and all his army, against Jerusalem, and pitched against it, and built forts against it round about, so the city was besieged unto the 11th year of the king of Zedekiah. And in the fourth month, in the ninth day of the month, the famine was sore in the city, so that no bread was found for the people of the land. And the city was broken up, and all the men of war fled, and went forth out of the city by night, by the way of the gate between the two walls, which was by the king's garden. Now the Chaldeans were by the city round about, and they went by the way of the plain. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued after the king, and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho. And all his army was scattered from him. And they took the king, and carried him up unto the king of Babylon, to Riblah, in the king land of Hamath, where he gave judgment upon him. And the king of Babylon slew the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes. He slew also all the princes of Judah in Riblah. And he put out the eyes of Zedekiah the king of Babylon, bound him in chains, and carried him in unto Babylon, and put him into prison till the day of his death. Now in the fifth month of the tenth day of the month, which was the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came Nebuzaradan, captain of the guard, which served the king of Babylon, into Jerusalem, and burned the house of Yahuwah, the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem, and all the houses of the great men, burned he with fire, and all the army of the Chaldeans that were with the captain of the guard broke down all the walls of Jerusalem round about. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive certain of the poor of the people, and the residue of the people remained in the city. And those that fell away, that fell into the king of Babylon, the rest of the multitude. But Nebuzaradan, captain of the guard, left certain poor of the land for vine dressers and husbandmen. Also the pillars of brass that were in the house of Yahuwah, the brass and the brazen sea, that was in the house of the Lord, the Chaldeans broke and carried all the brass of them to Babylon. The cauldrons also, the shovels, the snuffers, the bowls, the spoons, and all the vessels of brass wherewith they ministered, they took away. And the basins and the fire pans and the bowls and the cauldrons and all the candlesticks and the spoons and the cups, that which was of gold in gold, and that which was of silver in silver, they took the captain of the guard away. The two pillars, the one sea, the 12 brazen bowls that were under the bases which King Solomon had made in the house of the Lord, the brass and all the vessels was without weight. And concerning the pillars, the weight of one pillar was 18 cubits, and a fillet of 12 cubits did compass it, and the thickness thereof was 4 fingers. It was hollow, and a chapter of the brass was upon it, and the height of one chapter was 5 cubits. The network of pomegranates upon the chapiters around about all of the brass. The second pillar was also the pomegranates were like unto these, and these were 96 pomegranates on one side, and all the pomegranates upon the network were 100 round about. The captain of the guard took Seraiah the chief priest, and Zephaniah the second priest, and 3 keepers of the door. He took also out of the city a eunuch which had the charge of the men of war, and 7 men of them were the men of the king's person, which were found in the city, and the principal scribe of the host, who mustered the people of the land, and 80 men of the people of the land were found in the midst of the city. So Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, took them and brought them to the king of Babylon, to Riblah. And the king of Babylon smote them and put them to death in Riblah in the land of Hamath. Thus Judah was carried away captive out of his own land. This and the people whom Nebuchadnezzar carried away captive in the 7th year, 3,000 Yahudi and 23, so 3,060 3023, there you go, men were carried away captive into Babylon that lived. In the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar, he carried away captive from Jerusalem 832 persons. In the 23rd year of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive of the Jews, or Yahudi, as it says in Hebrew, 745 persons, and all the persons were 4,600. And it came to pass in the 7th and 30th year, the captivity of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, in the 12th month, in the 5th and 20th day of the month, that Evil-Merodach, king of Babylon, in the first year of his reign, lifted up the head of Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, and brought him forth out of the prison, and spoke kindly unto him, and set his throne above the throne of the kings that were with him in Babylon, and changed his prison garments, and he did continually eat bread before him all the days of his life. For his diet, there was a continual diet given him of the king of Babylon, every day a portion until the day of his death, all the days of his life. And thus ends the book of Jeremiah and his prophecies with the carrying away of the children of Israel into Babylon. And for those of you who were not with me, I would advise you to pick up from this point on with the book of Daniel. And you can see what happened to the children of Israel in Babylon, and how Daniel was of the captivity of the children of Israel. And Daniel, we need more Daniels today, because basically America has been taken captive in its own land. I mean, where would they carry us to? The rulers of the earth, those that rule in the affairs of men, that our Heavenly Father has given charge, in much the same way He gave a charge to Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, an ungodly a proud man who never bowed the knee to the Creator of heaven and earth. But he was the sword of Yahuwah. And I see great wisdom in the way our Heavenly Father carries about his business in the earth and carries about his purpose and uses those nations as his sword that he uses. And those that rule in the earth today, well, they are not a nation. They are not like Babylon. They cannot be confined to a locale on the earth, but he has wisely given the control of money in the earth and over the whole earth to those that love money and worship money more than anything. And I know most people probably go, "What are you talking about, Nicholas? What is the wisdom in giving to those the rulership over money in the earth to those that worship money, that worship mammon?" Well, there is a profound wisdom in that. And our Heavenly Father, I'm not sure I can completely articulate exactly what that wisdom is, but somehow in my spirit I can see it, that those who love money have charge of money. And of course their pride is puffed up by that money, but they are only an instrument in the hand of our God to punish nations, to bring slavery upon the peoples of America who have forgotten their God. Because is not America now totally in slavery? Have not all of the land of America now been mortgaged? To who? To the kings of the monetary system of the earth. And who really is the king of the monetary system of the earth but that Antichrist? And you may not believe, you may say, well, this or that man is the Antichrist. And I say, well, the Antichrist is a seat. And it is a seat that is occupied by a man, and of course occupied by different men throughout history. And of course, we know that the Antichrist, in the end, we know that the Antichrist ends up with all of the mortgages, of even the mortgages of men's souls. Because really, when you mortgage something, what is a mortgage? A mortgage is something, well, you take the word apart. Mortify, mortification, mortality, mort, refers to death. Gauge, well, everyone knows what a gauge is. It's something that you use to measure. So you have something that is measured until death. That's what a mortgage is. It's something that is measured until death. What's measured till death? What is measured until mortality? What is our enemy interested in? He's interested in your life until it ends. He wants it all. And that's what a mortgage represents. Your life and your labor. Your soul has been sold. That's right. You've sold your souls for mammon. That's what a mortgage is. You can deny it all you want, but that's exactly what it is. And what do they trade in the end? In the souls of men. You are owned. That's right. You are owned. Now, our Heavenly Father, He has mercy upon slaves. He has mercy upon those that have fallen into slavery by birth, by ignorance, by famine, by just plain, the rain falls on the just and the unjust, just by the occurrence of nature, whatever. People have fallen into debt, and some haven't mortgaged their lives. As you could see, in the past, men sold themselves into slavery for debt. Isn't that the same thing? We just changed the way it looks today. We don't call it slavery today. And those great money masters, those great mortgage masters, well, they have learned that it is more convenient to keep the slaves on the land rather than have to house them and feed them. Let them work. Let them have a portion of their labor to house and feed themselves. Nothing has changed. So we know who ends up with the mortgages. It is the Antichrist. And in the end, whenever that time comes, 50 years, 150 years, 200 years from now, we know there will come a time when He will require every man, woman, and child to receive a mark in their right hand or their forehead. No, that doesn't mean a verichip. I can hold a card in my hand with a number, and I could say, I have his mark in my hand. Oh, and if I drop the card or lose it, I could say, well, I remember it because it's in my forehead. That's right. Because the word in is epi, as in epidermis. If it was under the skin, as an implant, it would be hypo, as in hypodermis. And that ends our study for today. You're listening to Across the Border. I'll see you all next time. And as always, in everything you say and do, hallelujah. Praise His holy name.